system must have been taken out. When the lines went down, the doors were set free. Might have taken a couple of weeks, but I think that's the most likely story.
Can I open this one, Dad?
Sure. Everybody on red.
Are these precautions really essential, my dear fellow? Surely this charnel house contains nothing that could possibly threaten us. It is as safe as any pre-dark catafalque.
Maybe, Doc, maybe not. Blasters out, everyone. 6 inches, son.
That sounds about right.
The control had become very stiff, and Dean had to use all of his strength to move it.
Got it!
Stop! And lower it, quick!
JB held his heavy scattergun at the ready.
What is it? Someone out there?
Stone. The bottom of what looked like a seriously big pile of stones.
Blocking the way out?
Looks like it, Jack. There was a danger of lifting the door, and then it would all come pouring in here on top of us.
Detour? I was just looking forward to getting out of here into the fresh air and sunlight, and... Hey! Wait a minute. There was good, clean air coming out under the door for the moment or two it was open.
Ryan straightened and brushed dust from his pants.
That's true, Mildred. There is. Was. Must mean the top layers of the redoubt were totally driven in and collapsed in the nuking.
Jack was staring at the floor, near where Dean had been standing.
Tracks.
Where? Oh, those are mine. No. No, wait. Real small. Like someone my age or size, but not my boots.
Not any of ours. Jack, can you follow them back inside? I haven't seen them anywhere else.
I thought I saw them near the gateway, but the dust wasn't so thick as it is here, and I wasn't sure. They went away left in the opposite direction to the way we took.
Two.
Jack's red eyes glowed in the overhead lights. Only about 1 in 8 of the long neon strip lights were now working, the situation deteriorating the higher up they got through the complex.
Can you tell us anything about them?
Man, not children. Tired. Their feet dragging. Funny clothes.
How's that?
Long dust coats? Something like women's dresses. Dragging and leaving marks.
Women, Jack?
Maybe, Christy. Can't tell.
Jack was following the faint marks as he spoke, working his slow way backward, cutting off toward one of the narrow side passages, cutting away from the route that they'd followed from the Matrans unit.
No point in going any further, Jack. From what JB said, it looks like they somehow got out of the gateway. Came all the way up here by some different path. Must be that.
Do you believe that the strangers had made use of the gateway for a jump? Well, I suppose that anything in Deathlands is possible.
And it looks like they got out through this sector. There's some fresh dust overlaying their trail.
Well spotted, son.
So, if they got out...
So can we, Millie. Worth a try. You reckon, Ryan?
Well, the alternative's to wander around the redoubt for hours, maybe days, trying to find another better way out of here. If someone else risked this door, then so can we. Dean, this time I want you to take it up no more than 3 or 4 inches at a time. Then you stop and check for the word from me. Then repeat that. Slow and careful. Understand?
Sure.
This is serious, boy. One wrong move and we could all get to be dead. Now, do you understand what you have to do?
Yeah, Dad. Sorry, but I did listen. Up 3 or 4 inches at a time, hold it and check for the signal from you to go up a bit more.
Good.
Ryan ruffled his son's hair.
Just wanted to make sure you weren't getting careless.
Want us back out of the way?
No need for us all to take a risk. Dean should be safe enough at the side of the door. It's up to me to move fast if it looks like the rocks are coming down.
For a moment, Christy opened her mouth to argue, then saw the tense expression on Ryan's face, and closed it again. Leading the way across the open space toward the back wall, Christy stood in the hooded entrance to another of the side tunnels, waiting there with her Smith & Wesson 640 pistol cocked and ready in her right hand. The rest of the group joined her, leaving father and son by the massive sector.
Ready?
Ready, Dad.
Start.
When the door was about 18 inches in the air, Ryan signaled to his son to drop the green lever.
JB, come take a look. See what you reckon.
JB joined Ryan, kneeling, adjusting his spectacles on the bridge of his narrow bony nose, and squinted under the door.
Seems solid.
Partly concrete and partly bedrock. Could be the remains of the old redoubt.
Must have been one triple nuke blast. Blew the top clean off. Take it up a bit farther?
Ryan gave the signal to Dean. The sec door eased up until the bottom was about 2.5 feet from the scarred concrete of the floor.
Hold it there.
Ryan crouched down, easing the rifle out of his way. He could taste the air that Mildred had, but he couldn't agree with her about it being fresh. It was damp, smelling of decay and wood smoke.
What do you reckon, Ryan?
It's raining, babe. Running down the rockfall. Also, there's a high yellow reading out there, shading into orange. Must have been a serious hotspot in the long winters.
Can we get out?
Don't see why not, son. The couple in front of us must have made it. No sign of crushed bodies out there. Looks like the rocks fell clear of the door. Let's move out, people.
Washington.
JB squinted up into the late afternoon drizzle, checking his tiny pocket sextant. Doc pulled his frock coat across his shoulders against the gray misty rain that was falling steadily, blanking out visibility above 200 yards.
State or city? City.
Christy's hair was already wet, clinging to her scalp, but she turned and looked at the great pile of tumbled lichen-stained stone that had once been the top floors of a major redoubt.
Figure that those rocks hid the entrance to the complex and stopped it being invaded. If this used to be Washington, then I guess there's still likely to be a few people around.
I fear that there is likely to be but little remaining of that once great city. I have seen histories copied from the verbal memories of the scant survivors, which claim that the nuclear holocaust actually began here in the seat of government, demi-paradise. There can be little doubt that the whole metropolis was blown away in the first treacherous salvo of the third and last World War. True, Doc. All the years that Ryan and me rode with Trader, I don't think we ever came that close to this place. It's supposed to be one big crater where the city used to be. Now they call it Washington Hole. Just shantytown gaudies and stuff like that.
To their left, there towered a rain-shrouded, 5,000-foot-high mountain. Mildred stared up at it with bemused fascination.
I have to turn to you, Doc, much as I regret it.
How may I aid you, Dr. Wyeth?
I visited Washington a couple of times for presidential receptions for the Olympic team. I saw Lincoln and the White House and the monument. And they were pulling down the old Watergate Hotel. And I don't remember there being a great mountain anywhere around. Right, Doc?
Spot on. Nothing much over 4,000 feet within 500 miles of here, even all the way down the Blue Ridge, west into Virginia. Mount Pleasant was just a few feet over that mark, to the north of Lynchburg.
Volcano.
A volcano? In Washington, D.C., Jack? My sweet lord. I can see the plume of steam and smoke from its top. An active volcano here.
Changes in climate, changes in altitude, pulchritude, and attitude. Changes in latitude, changes in lassitude. Where is the bone that lassates you?
Doc.
Yes, Ryan?
Shut up.
Rotten stink, Dad.
Not so bad as back at our last stopping place, Dean.
Not so farting, but still, like, sitting next to someone in a drinker who hasn't changed their clothes for about 5 years, know what I mean?
Smells like home, Dean. Louisiana Bayou sort of smell.
Yeah, that's it, all right. Expect to see Spanish moss drooping from all the trees. Not that I can see any trees around here.
Guess that you can't just turn a million people into a kind of watery, bloody steam without something unpleasant lingering on, even 100 years later.
So where's the city?
Dean put a muddy hand over his eyes in an exaggerated pose of exploration.
Or where the city used to be.
Can't tell you, Dean. First off, my sextant isn't accurate to more than a few miles. Second off, I've never been around here long enough to know the region. And thirdly, it's pissing down so hard that the city could be around the next corner and we still wouldn't know.
Maybe we ought to go back inside the redoubt and stay dry. Wait until the weather clears up before we explore.
Never been one for going back on my own trail. Besides, we're all wet now. Why not keep going? From the look of the light, evening can't be all that far off. Let's move on some and take a look around. Find somewhere nearby to camp out and start a fire. How's that sound?
A little rain never did anyone any harm. I never mistook you for a namby-pamby indoor woman, Dr. Wyeth. worried by little heavenly